Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. Good morning, Hitman and Christina. Tory Lanez tickets on the way at 8 o'clock hour. I don't know what to think of Kyle and his dilemma.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I've noticed there's been a lot more dudes opening up emotionally to us on the show lately.
I never knew that, like, dudes had such levels of emotions here until I... you know, started doing this.
I don't know if it started with Michael. You remember with Michael?
Right. Who, oh, my God. I forgot about him. And his psycho girlfriend.
Yeah, moving into the basement of the girlfriend's house. I wonder what's going on with him. I got to see if I can hit him back. I got his email. I got to see if I can track him down and see what's going on with him,
please.
And his girl. Because his girl straight up checked him on the radio.
I know. And the thing is, he left it like that. Like, he just dropped the call, and it was over, and we didn't know what happened to him.
The last thing I heard Michael say to us was, "I gotta go." So I don't know what's going on with Kyle. I think I do, but I guess he went on this first date with this girl over the weekend. They just met recently. They met at a bar, and they had some drinks on their first date. He said she's cute, and we did our best to hit it off, but it was kind of awkward. But there is no way to shake that quote unquote awkward first date vibe. And then halfway through the date, she whips out her phone and tried to take a selfie with him.
Okay.
He's like, "Hitman, I don't know if she was trying to break the ice or make things less awkward or what, but it just made things worse." Now look, they eventually finished up the date, the drinks, and then the date just kind of fizzled. It's like, see you later.
Bye.
But what he wants to know is that, is it weird to take a selfie with someone on a first date? I gotta ask you, Christina, is that weird?
This is 2016. There's no way that's weird. That's so normal. Like, I take a picture with, you know, my brother. I take a picture with my mother. I take a picture with my friends.
Okay, that's family. This is somebody you don't know. This is a first date. You're probably at Buffalo Wild Wings or some place like that chilling.
You've seen weirder things on the internet. It's not so strange to see, "Hey, we're on a first date. Yay."
Okay, like, I gotta disagree.
It's not a big deal.
I gotta disagree because I wanna come at it from a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Look, if it's the first date, first of all, I'm already feeling awkward about you. And you wanna take a selfie? Maybe I don't want my peeps to know I'm rolling with you like that quite yet.
You know what?
I'm just saying, we met, you cool and everything, enjoyed the drink, don't think I'll call you again, but now you want a selfie with me? What's up with that?
What's wrong with it? You just smile and you go with it. It's a picture.
So it's just nothing but a picture. You don't know what she's going to do with that picture.
You push a button.
You don't know what she's going to do with that picture. Might put it on Facebook. Might try to cause drama. Maybe he's got some other girl he's trying to talk to. She could be messing things up.
Well, if he doesn't like her, I guess it's not a big deal.
Nah. See, first of all, Kyle, you handled it all wrong. Because once she said, "Hey, look, can I do a selfie?" I'd be, "You know what? I appreciate that, but no thanks."
Someone's got a stick up their butt.
Oh, now I got wood floating around here.
I'm not saying what kind of stick.
Okay, 869-1093. What do you guys think? Am I wrong? Or do you agree with Christina? It's not a big deal at all. I'm saying... I'm not doing a selfie
You're
with you.
You're freaking out for no good reason.
Why am I freaking out?
You're flipping.
I met this girl. I don't really like her all that much. Yeah, we had a drink or two. I spent the $6 on the drink. But what the hell?
It's not a big deal.
And now you want a selfie with me?
It's not. You're turning something in.
Why
to
am
something
I turning something
to
into something that it doesn't mean?
You're making mountain out of a molehill, good sir.
Well, you did call me good sir. 869-1093. Maybe Christina's right. Whatever. But I would think she's a bit psycho wanting to take a selfie with me on the first date.
taking a picture constitutes psycho level?
I think so.
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay, you guys agree with me? I think it's a psycho move.
Can I get a selfie with you?
I need some backup. Help. Help me.
I'm not rolling that deep with you yet. 869-1093. Yeah, it's going down in the ICT is what it is.
Yeah.
At Power 93.5, some Yo Gotti this morning drama with the borderline psycho girl.
Oops. All right. Yeah, I'm starting to leak air at you because it's well-deserved. What?
You're leaking air.
I am leaking air.
It's heavy. You know, if you're just tuning in, Kyle has a legitimate beef here at Power 93.5.
Is this 1985? That's heavy. Marty McFly over there. All right, so Kyle, he went on a first date the other night with this girl that they met in a bar, had some drinks, you know, it was fine-ish. And she's cute. They did their best to hit it off, you know. They had a little back and forth going on, but it was actually a little bit awkward. I guess, you know, we've all been on a first date. We know how awkward it can be on that first date. Well, halfway through the date, she whipped out the phone, tried to take a selfie with him. And he got a little weird about it. He thought that it made things a little more awkward, and it made it way worse for the date, and he kind of freaked out. And he says, you know, eventually the drinks were finished and the date was over and it kind of fizzled and stuff. And it was kind of, after the selfie, things just kind of went downhill. And now he's asking if it's actually weird to take a selfie, if he's like freaking out for no good reason or if it's legitimate. And he's just asking if it's weird to take a selfie with someone on the first date. And honestly, I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's normal. It's 2016, everybody. Get it together. This is the 21st century. We have phones that have cameras on them. We're going to take selfies all day, every day. That's just how it is. And honestly, I don't understand why Hitman's so freaked out about it. He's calling her psycho. He thinks that, you know, she's crazy. And that's not the case. She's just young. That's how it is. She's got a phone. She's got, you know, she's been taking selfies all day anyway. So you may as well do it with the guy.
I think a psycho move. First date, I haven't met you. I don't know you that well. You're trying to take selfies with me. I might have something else going on. And now you're trying to throw salt in the whole game. I just met you. I'm not even sure I want to roll with you like that yet. And you're wanting to take selfies with me? 869-1093. Do you guys agree with me or do you agree with Christina that it's not a big deal? Go ahead, Sandy.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
What?
My God. Oh, yes, I am, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because just what he said, it is a picture. It's not family.
Okay.
That's right.
It's a picture.
And I'll even tell you my name. I'm not even afraid to say my name.
No, that's
what... I'm single. I dated a guy for 27 years, and I don't regret none of that. I don't.
Okay.
I took care of his mother. I was a nurse for 33 years. So I've done the walk.
Right.
But like you said, when I don't force myself on, a lot of people call me a cougar mother. I'm not no cougar mother.
Well, I mean, if you like young guys, you like young guys.
But I don't.
Okay.
I get approached by young guys and get asked out, but I don't go there.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Because to me, there's too many diseases out there, number one.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
No, the reason I'm on your side is, like, I understand what you're saying. It's not a picture with a sister. I mean, that would be like your sister's friend saying, you take a picture with me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So you have a good day, and God bless you guys.
You too.
And keep rocking that radio.
Yeah, and we will, Sandy. Thank you. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, that went all sorts of strange.
That was microcosm of so many different conversations. 869-1093, what do you guys think this morning? Power 93.5, the Powell Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, and who would have thought a conversation like this would make the power lines go cray?
Oh my gosh, it's been one of those weeks. It's only Tuesday, but it's already been one of those weeks where we say that a little too much. But guess what? This guy, Kyle, he went on a first date with this girl, and they met in a bar, had some drinks. She was cute, and they, you know, tried really hard to make it work. But it was a little awkward. You know how first dates are. They're awkward. You don't really know them. You're trying to get to know them, and it's just a little weird. Well, she, I think, was trying to make the first date better, and she whipped out the phone, tried to take a selfie. I don't think that's a big deal, but apparently Kyle thought it was weird, and he flipped out. And, you know, the date eventually fizzled out, and, you know, he got weirded out by it. And now he's calling us up and asking, you know, is it weird to take a selfie with someone on the first date? And honestly, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's a big deal at all. Hitman, on the other hand, has an issue with it.
Well, I do. I think it's a little bit of a cray move. I don't know you that well. It's a first date, and then you're just coming at me like that? Like, let me take a picture with you? It's like, back up.
Have you not heard the song, Let Me Take a Selfie?
Yeah, no.
Well, guess what? That's how 2016 is.
So that's what it
that's
is.
That's just
now.
How it is.
I've been reduced to a song. 869-1093.
Hashtag selfie.
Hashtag new boyfriend. Crazy. 869-1093. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, Hitman. I'm sorry. I think you're wrong on this one.
Thank you. Oh.
You see, when you find a girl who appreciates you, like, just that wants to show you off like that, you should be thankful for
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's
know?
A first date.
Putting in the effort.
It's a first date. I'm not asking you to dust off a spot on your shelf and make room for me yet. It's a first date.
All right. Fair enough. But, hey, at least it shows she wants to put in the effort for you. So
okay.
I'd be grateful for it.
All right. Thank you,
That's
man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you waking up and listening to us this morning. I don't know.
He's
desperate.
Right.
Desperate. Power 93.5, what do you guys think this morning about the picture on the first date? Talk to me.
Okay, I think, Christina, you might be slightly crazy. There was a whole lot of meat thing yesterday.
Slightly crazy. I like the slightly.
Damn!
No, I'm just kidding. But taking a picture with someone that you just met on a first date, I definitely think that's weird.
See,
if you're like on a group thing and you're all having a good time, you're like, let's take a picture, then it's a group of strangers. And that's a bit different, I think, but I think it's totally weird to do it on a first date.
I totally agree with
you. Even in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, come on now.
Maybe she thought the date was going well and she wanted to note the moment. She thought that this was going to be a first step for them.
Seriously.
I don't know
that's
her life.
Possible.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I think it's kind of cool you called my girl crazy, though, because she's a little off balance. That's why we love her. It's part of the requirement of working here at the radio station. You have to be slightly nuts.
Makes sense.
Thank you. This is awesome. See, I think it's amazing. The women agree with me and the guys agree with you. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I don't agree with you at all. In an era where people take pictures of their food before they eat it, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, I think people that take pictures of food are crazy, too.
Hitman, I'm telling you, it's just a situation where she took pictures of her hair this morning. She took pictures of her breakfast. She took pictures of all this stuff. But Hitman's reasonings are kind of funny to me, too. She's going to throw salt in my game. I might have something going on.
This woman is on point.
Yeah, I
like point. You're the best.
Yeah, she's very observant. I like that.
So, I mean, if that's the reason why he freaked out about the selfies, then it's not about the girl being crazy. It's about what he got going on in his own personal situation.
Damn. Let
she's
me step
so
back.
Right.
Check me, girl.
She's so right.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you for calling, and I love your thoughts and your opinions. Good stuff.
Have a good one.
You too, man. Our listeners don't play. You can't get nothing past the Power 93.5 friends and family.
No.
869-1093. I still think she's crazy.
Oh.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.